bit. We've already went through one of those. I know that some will have a hard time conceptualizing the fleece, the two fleeces in the parable of the ten virgins, but we're on the verge of another one of those, and I'm going to forewarn you because you need to test these things, and if this is something that is squarely wrong, then you need to identify it. When you go through, and before we address this, I want to give you an example of some of my reasoning in this. When you go through and look at the 3-1 combination in Bible prophecy, we talked a little bit about that previously, and we have an entire study on it. You realize that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego at the test of Nebuchadnezzar symbolize the three angels' message that is followed by the fourth angel's message when Christ appears in the fiery furnace with them. You have your 3-1 combination there in an end-of-the-world scenario. And the question that, in my mind, comes every time is, where was Daniel? Why wasn't Daniel there? And I've never heard an answer historically or from anyone that was, for one thing, that it can be backed up in any way, that was that sound, except for the one that if Daniel was there, he would have thrown off the pattern of the 3-1 combination. It would have been 4-1. It wouldn't have fit. It wouldn't have illustrated the 3-1 combination at the end of the world. So for whatever reason, wherever Daniel was, it's left out of the story. But we know he wasn't there because we know he would have been faithful. And I have one of those question marks in this part of the story that helps me put this passage together. No doubt Gideon needed this further support before he took off into this battle, but why? Why did Gideon need this further support? He had came to realize that the angel he was talking with was not an angel. It was Christ. It was the same one that appeared to Moses at the burning bush, and Sister White tells us so. He came to that realization. His offering for the angel, he's seen the fire consume it. He had seen that miracle take place. He'd seen the providence of God acted out when the people of his town, after he tore down the altar of Baal, had providentially turned away from slaying him. He had seen the men of Israel come to his aid. He's seen the Lord working in his behalf. He sees the Lord has control over the dew when he puts the dew upon the fleece one night and not on the fleece the other night. And this isn't a man